in the book of Psalms, you'll find in the 85th chapter these words. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all of their sins along. Thou hast taken away thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt not thou revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Right and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. 85th Psalm, correctly read, may we pray. Our Father tonight, help us to say what you want us to say. Yes. To those who shall be listening. Take thy servant, loose his tongue, illuminate his mind, give us holy unction. And our Father, we pray that you shall form a vacuum over this place tonight. Yes. And remove every satanic, demonic force. That this meeting may climax tonight. Yes. As you'd have it to climax. Yes. We pray, Holy Spirit of God, for thy power to be manifested. Lord, we pray that you'll bless every soul in this building. Yes. Bless the one that shall bring our final message tonight. Yes. Loose him and anoint him more than ever before. Yes. And oh God, how we thank you for him. And we pray now that you'll hear us while we pray. Burden us to pray. Increase our faith to believe as we pray. Yes. And we'll praise your name for it, because it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord would have me to remind you of this verse, sixth verse of the 85th Psalm. Will thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Will thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Then in the third chapter of Habakkuk, the second verse, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy works in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. And we stop to realize that the psalmist is saying, revive thy people again, that they may rejoice in thee. Not in something else, but in thee. Will I not revive thy people again? Not the devil's people or somebody else's people. You see, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn away from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. My friends, revival waits on God's people. Revival waits on God's men. Revival waits on the Holy Spirit of God to overflow our lives. A revival waits that His Spirit might flow out of us like a river to the lowlands and to the drought-stricken souls. The psalmist said, as the hart fainteth after water brook, so fainteth my soul after thee, O God. I, as a dry, thirsty land crieth out from the rains from heaven, so my soul crieth out to thee, O God. My friends, the contrary winds and the hot scorching oppositions and persecutions and ridicule has so dried us up that like as a hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth our soul after thee, O God. When the deer has been asleep and rested out in his forest, and the dogs and the hunters take after him and chase him, soon his sides is pumping like a bellows, and soon his tongue's hanging out. And the psalmist could see that deer as he went out and crossed the water brooks, but they were chasing him. The hunters were trying to destroy him, but he painted at the water brooks. So painteth my soul after thee, O God. Will thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? Let me put it in another language. Will thou not revive us again that people might get excited about God? Will thou not revive us again that there might become a spiritual stampede? We're all excited about everything else. We're all talking about everything else. But we're not excited about getting a revival. We talk about everything that comes along, but not enough about God. My friends, most of us are feeling sorry for ourselves because we're Christian and can't throw ourselves away to the world and the devil and get by with it. And we're feeling sorry for ourselves. We're pitying ourselves. We're taking it as a monotony and boresome and bunglesome to be a Christian. And the psalmist is saying, revive us again, that God's people might get excited, that God's people might have a spiritual stampede, that God's people don't want to talk about nothing but God. That's the need of the hour. My friends, that's all that's going to save America, is a revival of God's people. If my people, not the devil's people, but if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, what is humbling? Get in the will of God. And seek my face and pray and turn away from their wicked ways, not somebody else's wicked way, but their wicked way. Then I'll hear from him, forgive their sins and heal our land. We need our sins forgiven. But before God's going to forgive them, we're going to have to turn back to our churches and consecrate ourselves and separate ourselves from the worldly trends that's in most of us. And then God will hear us. And that we need to realize, my friends, that the world needs to hear about God. Everything's talking now. All sorts of religions, the fads of religion, is all over the news media. But not revivals. My friends are breaking out anywhere. And I want you to realize, my friends, revival's not coming through televisions. Revivals is not coming through radios and PTL clubs and 700 clubs and what other clubs you might have. Revival ever comes, it'll come through the church of the living Son of God. My friends, the way people, I want you to realize God's plan of evangelism is through His churches. You say, well, a lot of people get saved in these other setups. That's true. A lot of people get born out of wedlock too, but God's plan is to have a home and have a mom and a pop and a place to raise them up in. And God's plan is His churches do His work. And my friends, we need to forget the excitement of a lot of religions and the fads of religion sweeping across this country. And we need to get on to the business of having a revival in our churches. God loved the church. God gave Himself for the church. And if God does anything, He's going to do it through His church. And we need, my friends, to realize that a lot of people are committing spiritual adultery by running off the other old kind of spirit in the world and the fads of religions and everything else. We need to get back to where our church has a revival. Our church needs a revival. to where people get more excited about God than anything else. More excited about athletes than they are about athletics. More excited than they are about rock and roll. More excited than they are about Elvis Presley's and so on. Get excited to where they won't talk about nothing but God and His church. We need a revival that'll bring us to that point. And that's all that's going to turn America. We got a lot of folks putting on cleanup campaigns and trying to do away with this and trying to do away with that. Trying to get rid of the homosexuals and what have you. But I'll tell you what, get rid of the whole crowd of Holy Ghost, heaven sent, sky blue revival here in our churches and shake up that crowd till they hit the altars and get saved. That'll clean her up. And my friends, I want to tell you, there's no need of getting a mop and trying to mop up the water in your floor as long as the stick is still on. And if you want to mop your floor, turn the water off before you start mopping if you've got a busted pipe or a turned on spigot. And if we want, my friends, to have a revival, we're going to have to do the thing that will cut off all of this slush and immorality and vulgarity and filthiness. We're going to have to cut it off. And the only thing that's cut it off is Holy Ghost conviction and regeneration and the powers of God. You can't legislate it out of them. You can't educate it out of them. You can't elevate it out of them. It's got to be quickened by the Spirit of God. And they've got to be born out of it, or they're still the same old dog going back to the vomit and the same old sow going back to the wall on the mark. And we need to see it, my friends, tonight. What we need is a revival of the spiritual powers of God to where people won't talk about nothing but God. Don't need to talk about this thing and that thing and this program and that plan and this fad of religion. What we need is to go to talk about God until ever folks will hear us, until they get under conviction on the way they treated God. Put God back in His rightful place. Let them see the holiness of God and the righteousness of God and feel the power of God and experience the call of God. Then we'll see some things take place. I want you to realize that God will not revive us again. Then not only will I not revive us again, but I'd have you realize tonight, my friends, before God, we need Him to revive us again for another reason. That the youth may remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. A revival will make people conscious of God, young and old. We need to get a revival that will cause the youth of this day not to remember Elvis Presley and the rock festivals and a bunch of other junk, but remember God, the Creator. Respect God. See the holiness of God. Experience the power of God. Experience the conviction of God. And then, my friends, things will start changing. Will thou not revive us again? That ye may remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, that thy days upon earth may be long. Where this generation is shortening their days, our youth are, by forgetting God, by turning their backs on God. They need to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, that you may live from the days of your life here, that your health and your wealth might be taken care of. Then I'd have you realize, my friends, that He might lengthen our days and lengthen them and pour out His blessings here upon this earth. We need to remember Him that He may build our character. You can't build character without God. You can't build anything worthwhile without God. Sin degenerates. Sin deteriorates. Sin degrades. Sin defeats. Sin puts you down in the gutters. My friends, God gives you character. God gives you stability. God gives you manhood. God gives you womanhood. We need a revival that'll put man back to be a man and woman back to be a woman of character. The only thing that'll build your character is God. We need to recognize you don't build character without God. We've done away with the Bibles. and prayer in our schools and push God out of the door. And when then they turn all of that period of chapel and religious devotion over to physical aid to teach them how to be sexy and sex perverts and homosexuals and all the rest of it. And to go naked and have no regard for God nor for humanity. I want to tell you, my friends, we need to have a revival that will put God back. You educate a generation without God and it's like fattening the oxen for the slaughter pen. Without God, this generation will perish. Without God, this generation will be defeated. We need a revival that will put God back in our educational system. When the intellectual world has kicked God out, and as a result, we're deteriorating and degenerating faster than ever before. And so, my friends, we need a revival that will lengthen the days of our youth and build character and put in influence for righteousness and right living and right getting along with each other. Build your homes and secure your homes. Will thou not revive us again, O God? Because, my friends, we need God to revive us again because the days are evil. You're living in the evil days of this generation. Days of seducing spirits. Days of doctrines of devils. Days of all seducing spirits seducing you and seducing you to leave God out. Seducing you to sell out your character. Seducing you to give up your influence. Seducing you to turn your back on God's church and go off after some false doctrine. You let me tell you, my beloved young people tonight, all of these fads of religion, Jesus movement, children of God movement, deeper life movement, all these other movements is nothing but a fad. That's all. You say, what's a fad? Just lasts a little while and fades. For example, you remember when everybody was a hula hooping? Where's your hula hoops? Sad, it's gone. You remember what a lot of young folks run off after? The Jesus movement, the children of God movement, and the tongue movements, all of these other movements, where are they? Gone. But the church is still singing and a teaching and a preaching. And will be when Jesus comes. Forces of hell will wreck all of those movements and paths. But it'll never wreck the church. We need a revival that'll put you back in your church. Praising God. Worshiping God, honoring God, that's the salvation of this nation. It's done, it'll be done through His churches, not through some fad of some sort. And God help us to realize it tonight. And as a result, a lot of doctrines of the devils all over the country. We need, my brother, sister, my dear young friends, the church to become strong again. The church to become revived again. That we may rejoice in the Lord. That we may rejoice in the things of God. Will thou not revive us again? That we might redeem the time. Oh, we need to redeem the time. Time's running out. Wasted time. Wasted lives. Wasted opportunities. Waste. Waste on every hand. Waste of life. Waste of character. Waste of lives, waste of effort, and all of the forces of the world. We need to have a revival, my brother, my sister, lads and lasses. We need a revival that will redeem our time. We've lost our time with being entertained by the world, the television media, the athletic world, the entertaining world. My friends, has robbed us of the dedication that belongs to God. And as a result, we need to have a revival for the sake of our churches that they might become a strong force. Will I not revive us again? My friends, that lost folks will get under conviction. And the power of God will move in them. And bring them to the altars and save them. I want you to know, we need a revival that'll fill our church altars back up again. And that's what I'm saying to you tonight. Will why not, oh God, revive us again. That thy people may rejoice. That thy church may become alive. Go back and pray for revival in your church. And pray for revival in your heart. And let's have a revival that'll get people excited about God. Get people stampeded about God. Get people satisfied with God. And loving God more than anything else. Will thy not revive thy churches again and redeem the time that's left? We haven't got long left. But my friends, we can redeem a lot of time if we have a revival. God help us to pray for revival. And if you want to pray for revival, get up here and come up here and let's stand together and join hands and pray.
Amen.
Get one circle form two. Get two, get three. Now he said in the word, where two or more shall agree as touching any one thing on earth, it shall be done of my Father in heaven.
Yes.
He said, my Father's got the power to do it.
Yes.
All you got to do is get two or more to agree.
Yes.
That's touching it. And he'll do it.
Yes.
And I believe it, but then I wouldn't be up here preaching tonight.
That's right. Amen.
And if you don't believe it, just drop out of the circle and let the ones of us do believe it. Stay in here.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, you said, if two or more would agree as any, touch any one thing on earth, it'll be done in heaven.
Yes.
And Lord God, for these years now, this place has been praying.
Yes.
Lord, we've been to all the state capitals and prayed.
Yes.
We've lifted the word of God and lifted the flag of the state and the nation.
Yes.
Then we've been in Washington and prayed.
Yes.
Around our flag of America. And the Christian flag.
Yes, thank
now then, our Father, I pray you'll send us back to our churches and start yes. praying in our churches until God gets in our churches to where he'll run every devil in there out
yes.
and save everybody that can be saved.
Yes.
And Lord God, stir those of us that are saved up that we can't behave.
Yes.
God, I pray you'll start a spiritual stampede.
Yes.
I pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of God shall go through everybody that holds each other's hands tonight. Right now, God, let the living, quickening power flow through this hour. That every soul in here may be moved for God, may be touched for God. Lord God, that they may go back under a burden. God, burden us. Help us to lift up our eyes. Make us to lift up our eyes and see the fields that are white in the harvest. And oh God, may we start praying for you to send laborers in the field. Thank you for those young men you put in the field this week.
Yes.
And the young women. Lord God, call some more in the field.
Yes.
The field is so wide in the harvest.
Yes.
And the laborers, the real laborers are getting scarce and scarcer.
Yes.
So God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the power of God shall go through every life in this building tonight.
Yes.
I pray, God, you'll surge through every soul in here tonight.
Yes.
Scarce. Fire us. Oh, God, fire us up tonight.
Yes.
Will thy not revive us till we'll leave this place talking about God?
Yes.
Revive us until there'll be we'll rejoice in the Lord again.
Yes.
And we'll be excited about God again.
Yes.
May we go from here to tell folks about God and about the church of God. Lord God of heaven tonight,
yes.
Let thy power be upon us.
Yes.
Lord, we believe your word.
Yes.
You said you'd do it.
Yes.
Now please, dear Father,
yes.
dear Jesus, dear Holy Spirit, would you look in now?
Yes. Glad it, Lord.
Look at this many.
Glad it, Lord.
You said where two or more
yes.
shall agree.
Yes.
And God, they didn't have to come up here. They come up here and agreed.
Yes.
And Lord, I believe you're going to do something about it.
Yes.
That's what you put the place here.
Yes.
And Lord, I want you to start doing it now.
Yes.
I want you to start sending these folks back home and doing it.
Yes.
Doing it for your glory. Lord God, the place, the world's gotten such a mess now.
Yes.
Nobody can't straighten it out. The government can't.
No.
And legislatures and laws can't.
No.
Education can't.
That's right.
Recreation can't.
That's right.
Elevation has messed us up. They found out they can't. But Lord God, you can still do it. You can still send a sweeping spiritual awakening, convicting of God in the churches across this country until the Spirit of God starts moving and starts doing things for God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus we pray. For Jesus' sake we pray. We bring this prayer in under the blood. And Lord God, we claim this promise of yours tonight. You said if we'd ask, believing, you'd move the mountains. God, move whatever mountains in the way and keep our faith in God until we see the glory of God coming. Lord God, we pray tonight through each one of these lives that's holding hands with us. Through each life, oh God, tonight, through each life, move out, send a revival, God. And we pray, God, it'll begin in me and these. And let us get so excited about God. That's all we want to talk about. Telling the people about God. Move in us. Claim us, God. For Jesus' sake. Help us not to back up nor compromise. Help us to go forward and fill us with the Spirit until we'll go on the boldness of